high near 90. Saturday night temperatures dropping near 75. Keeping our rain chances around through Sunday with a 50% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 87 in Milton. Our next news at 10:30. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
The RNC and the DNC set the presidential candidates, and News Radio's Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi attended both.
I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States. Thank you.
I accept your nomination for President of the United States of America.
No one covers the election like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Also heard on 95.3, AM 1620, and our mobile app.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on the app, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation. Stefan Schmidt is our guest here to talk about Georgetown Technical College and Key Marine as well. You're 3 weeks in.
3 weeks in with students right now, so it's a... It's getting interesting.
How are things going?
Yeah. So we're doing pretty good. We've had a great 3 weeks. We are starting to, I get a break on Monday. It's Labor Day. So you wouldn't think after 3 weeks, you'd be like, okay, I need a break. Right. Mm-hmm. But we do. And because it's constant, it is constantly moving, constantly going through the class and just making sure everybody's where they need to be and that kind of stuff. So 3 weeks in, ready for that little Monday break, and then we're going to get back at it again. And we don't have a long break until, well, shoot, I guess up until Thanksgiving time or so. So we'll be back at it again. It's a lot of fun around there, and we're going to talk about our week, and we'll talk about the things that we got going on over there at Georgetown College with the Marine Service class. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is your sponsor. 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola is their address. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. They have Mercury engines in stock. You need to go ahead and check the website out for what they have available. But also, if you're interested in a certain horsepower or certain model, they have Suzuki, Mercury, Yamaha. Depending on what you're interested in, you can give them a call, check them out on their website. They can probably get what you need at a discounted price. They can beat anybody's price on repower for sure. So check out Key Marine Center. They're your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki repower center. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. You can also check them out on Facebook. I haven't checked them out on Facebook in a while, but they got some stuff going on there, and you can check that out as well. So give them a message. Give them a shout-out. You can call us today if you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about the school. More than happy to help you with that. I had a little idea. If anybody has any suggestions on what you'd like me to talk about, a subject matter or something, you can go to the 1620 website. Go to the actual podcast area, find Pep Talk, find my show, and you can make comments under there and give me some comments, what you want to, you know, want me to talk about in the coming weeks, and we'll be more than happy to do that as well. We always post the show after I walk out here. They get the show up pretty quick, and that gives me the ability to share it with so many people, because after we get the show up, it just doesn't sit there. You know, I send it out to all over. We're worldwide now. So, you know, you never know where the show is going to go. I sent it the last week's show to Suzuki Marine, because we now have Suzuki engines over at school. So we have a 50 horse and 115 horsepower that we have. And that's very exciting. I showed up Monday, and that's a great way to start a week. I walk out into the hallway area, and I see two brand new Suzuki engines crated up in my mall area, which is out in front of my shop. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting very excited about getting those motors up on stands, getting them rigged out, and starting to learn on Suzuki product as well. Our students already have the online Suzuki training, and so they can go online and do what technicians out in the field can do. They go online and they do all the Suzuki's training online, and now they have actual engines that we can look at. So we got the top three brands. We got Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki in our shop, you know, that we work on, that basically sponsor the Marine Service program over at Georgetown Tech. And that takes us to a totally different level of education in the marine industry. So we're very happy about that, and I just want to give them a shout-out and tell them thank you so much for doing that. We're waiting on the rigging components to go along with it. They're sending those also, which is, you know, is a big package. This is a very expensive package that they're sending us, all the engines and stuff, and we're just so grateful for that. So I can begin to teach students about Suzuki, because we put students in locations that have Suzuki products, Key Marine, Suzuki, right? So we have students that go out there and go to work. So they need to understand the product, and they need to put their eyes on it. So when they do go out to a location, they start working, they're not blindsided. At least have some kind of basic understanding of the product. They're all basically the same when you look at Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki. The components are the same, but in a way, but they also have their own identities of how they do things and how the components work together and that kind of stuff. So it's good for them to have that product in the shop, and I'm very excited about that. And we're just going to get them motors rigged out. My students, we have some consoles around there, and when I'm talking about boat consoles. And I do module-based learning. And what we do is we take engines and we put them and connect them to a console. The console is out of a boat. It's like a center console boat. We got several consoles from Blazer Boats. We went over and picked them up. We build a platform where they can sit them on. We put wheels on them, and we rig them out. We put batteries, gauges, controls, all these things inside this console. We attach the motor to it, so now we have a boat that won't float, but it works.
So you can start it up.
Yep, and we can do everything we want to do with it as far as the engine is concerned, the gauges. So they actually learn rigging on that part. And then we have another boat that was donated. We use that boat for rigging as well. And we just do that. I do that module-based learning so students can get on one module and learn several things at one time, and just it's instead of moving them around and trying to learn a little bit here and a little bit there, they can sit in one area and learn a bunch of stuff. So it's great how we do the module-based. We do it with electrical. I do it with my torque wrenches and things like that as well. So, I'm very excited about the Suzuki engines, and we are just we're just going to get them things running pretty soon. I have to really gauge myself. I have to bring myself back, because the first thing I want to do is get them out of the boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it methodically, okay? I'm going to get some ideas from my students. I'm going to get some stands built. We're going to get them put on the stands. But I'm going to take pictures along the way and document everything that we do as far as getting the motors ready and have that going. Because Suzuki said they want to come see us in the next few weeks or few months, and it will come by and stop by and see us as well. So when you have these larger corporations like Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki coming to your school and seeing what you do and asking you how can we help you, and sending us products and stuff like that, it just doesn't get any better than that, and I believe that's why we are where we are today, with the ability to place students in the field. And when they do go in the field, they stay in the field, and the employers are happy with them, and they have the basic knowledge, and they're not going to be full-blown technicians when they go out into the field, but they have the basic knowledge so where they can put them under a technician, and that technician, and it typically is a previous student that's working at those dealerships that my new students that are going out to work are under those students' wing. So that really helps when you have that mentorship, if you will, once they get into the field. I remember when I started in the industry, I basically learned on my own. I didn't have a school to go to. I was I was working on a huge yacht as a laborer in a marina up on the Mississippi River at a marina. And the guy that owned the yacht owned the marina. And the manager of the marina liked my work ethic. And I was a young guy. I wasn't very old. I was in my 20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he liked my work ethic. And he said, hey, when we get done with this project, how about you coming on board and turning wrenches or being a mechanic? And I was like, I really don't know anything about this stuff, And he's like, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Your work ethic is the big part of it,
So
I actually went, it did that.
You're a little self-taught and a little bit of being mentored by other people.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And when you have somebody that invests in you like that, and you take advantage of it, you can really learn a lot and you can really move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brody come by last night. He's actually working in the field. He was my dual enrolled student. When dual enrolled is, so people they may not know, is a high schooler that comes to school, to our tech school, and they actually go to high school, and then in the first part of the afternoon, evening, come to our school. So they go to high school and they have some, they come to our school and they learn a trade. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have, I have four dual enrolled right now. And Brody was there 2 years ago as a dual enrolled. And he came in as a high schooler. And typically, you know, and he'll tell you this. He'll say, you know, when I first got there, I wasn't that serious, you know, and then I started seeing the light, if you will, you know, what, you know, avenues I can go down and turning this into a career. So when you bring them out into high school, into our class, you kind of raise them a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, kind of take them to a different level because a high schooler working with adults, right, in an adult situation. Now, I understand they're still high schoolers, so, you know, a lot of rules apply, which, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I tell them, I say, you know, you're in an adult class now, right? And you need to try to act like an adult. And kind of hard, 17, 18-year-olds, you know, doing that. But we do that, and I get them to a level to where they finally understand what I'm talking about, you know. And I have senior students, older students that's been in my class that actually try to help my younger students, which is great too. It helps me, right? But they give them advice. They talk to them. It's a lot, most times my military students, you know, the VA students that come in that's already had a career. They understand about growing up. They understand about, you know, messing up and all that other stuff, right? And a lot of times I'll have a classroom where I have adults helping my younger students in the background. Talking to them, you know, about how to act and how to learn and all this stuff, which helps, right? So sometimes you'll start to see that change. And Brody was the same way. As he started staying longer in my class toward the end, when he's getting ready to graduate high school, he's getting ready to finish the first part of my class, he comes to me and he says, I'm coming back next year. So he comes back the following year as an adult, right? Mm-hmm. And literally a grown-up adult. And, it was a kind of a joking thing. He told me, he said, my mom wanted me to thank you for raising me, right? And then, you know, sometimes that's kind of the situation. So anyway, he came back. And then last night we had him in our class. He had some certificates to give to him. And he talked to my class about how he transitioned, you know, from that high school position to now as a technician at Legendary Marine, a entry-level technician, under my student that I had in my class 5-6 years ago. His name's Greg. He was in my class, and now Greg is a master technician for Yamaha, teaching my student mentoring my student that I just sent out there, and they're going to send him to Yamaha school pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were talking ahead, as I came in here, and we're kind of giving you some background. That's what I enjoy. That's the reason I do what I do, is to help people to get a career in the marine industry so they have a great life, you know?
That's also a great testament to dual enrollment as well, because not every kid wants to be in a classroom all day at their high school. They get to spend a little time at high school, then they get to go spend some time with you. And yes, they're still learning, but they also have that hands-on ability to learn a new trade and craft. And it feels a little bit like work and a little bit like responsibility. Yeah. And they enjoy that.
Yeah, they do enjoy that. And you'd be surprised that when you talk about discipline and things like that, if anybody asked me, I'd probably say that I'm the strictest instructor out at Georgetown. But I'm also the fairest instructor out of Georgetown. I'm also the one that likes to have some fun when we have the ability to do that, you know, parties, cookouts, whatever, you know. Last night before my part-timers left, the dual enrolled, we did a Cahoots. And I don't know if you ever heard of Cahoots.
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's an online thing where we could do a like trivia.
Okay.
So I did a Suzuki 101 trivia, 10 questions, and ask about Suzuki. And he gives you 4 answers, and you get to pick the right answer, and it's a timer and all this stuff. So it's a trivia thing. And at the end, they all have points, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I give away a Suzuki hat. I had some tools that somebody donated, and I give away a pen and a pencil from Yamaha and Suzuki. So the prize package is, you know, first place gets this, second place gets that.
Yeah.
And all the students were engaged in that learning event. So they're not only having fun, mm-hmm. but they're learning, and we're laughing, you know, and just having a great time. And that's the kind of stuff that I like to do. Along with, you know, the cookouts or whatever we're going to do at that time to have fun. So, yes, we do get serious. I do expect a lot out of my students, but we'd like to have fun and learning, and I think that's a big part of what we do.
That's awesome.
It's a big part of what we do. So when I came in, I asked you, I said, you got to remind me your name. I don't names is a big deal. Right now I'm trying to remember 14 names, right? Yeah. So it's a funny thing. I have these place cards. Now listen, if you guys want to call or text, please interrupt me. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You might have a question or comment. I'm more than happy to take that. It could be about my program. It could be about the school. Maybe you have, you know, something you'd like to comment on. That's more than happy to take that. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So I have these brand new students sitting around my classroom and I have assigned seating. So how I do this is I have the newer students. The first part of my row is the dual enrolled. So my students that leave early are up front, okay? Those are the ones that I need to make sure I have attention to, right? They're growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then from there back, there's no really any kind of alphabetical or anything, but I have students that just came in the next seats. And then as you bring new students in, I basically move everybody back seat by seat. But on their desk, I have their place card with their name on it, right? Because I'm trying to learn names. Well, on the place card, I actually have a folder with their name on it as well, which they put their bookwork in when they complete it, and I'll give it back to them. They put it in their folder. So their folder can move around, but the place card can't unless they move their desk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they're like, Mr. Schmidt, what's my name? They're having fun with this, right? What's my name? So I'm trying to look at the place card and stuff. Well, last night I'm doing our What Did You Learn segment, and I'm looking down at the place cards, and I'm thinking, this name does not match this student. I can't quite remember your name, but I know that's not your name, right? Okay? Yeah. Right? So
they're up to something.
Yeah, they're up to something. And there's, you know, they're having, and these are older. They're in their 20s or so, you know. They're older. They're not high school, right out of high school type students, you know. So I'm looking at their name, and I'm thinking, this is not this student's name, you know. And then, but what I started to figure out was I figured that out. That means I'm starting to learn their names, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of laughing a little bit, you know, and I'm moving their name things around saying, this is you kind of situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have them all down pat, you know. I'm getting there. I always tell them, I say, if I know your name right off the bat, there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's a problem, right? So you may not want me to know your name right off the bat. You may want me to ease into your name mm-hmm. as we go into this, you know, because if I know your name right away, there's probably something going on that I'm trying to, you know, okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, so we're having some fun with that. And we had a big class last night with the What Did You Learn? So that takes, you know, about 30 minutes to do that and run through our What Did You Learn and that kind of stuff. So, yep, we're 3 weeks in and we're just having some fun and we're learning a lot. We've gone through precision measuring tools. They're in meter training right now. So they're learning how to use meters, which is a snap-on meter training. They actually get a certificate for that. And as we go into the meter, I had several take tests and one just blew it, you know, and I had three that passed it. And the other ones, if you get one student that blows it or one student that says, boy, that was hard. The ones that haven't taken the test, they decided they might want to study a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking, oh, that's a piece of cake. I want to go in there, you know? And so last night we were talking about that kind of stuff during What You Learn. One of the students said that meter training is a little more difficult than I thought it was going to be. I've never seen a meter before. I've never used one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm studying this, right? And they're starting to learn the meter training and stuff. And it's very significant, the using meters in the marine industry. We use them quite often for testing computers and, you know, electrical systems, ignition systems, and that kind of stuff. So they need to understand meters.
Mm-hmm.
And digital volt-ohm meters, DVOMs is what they're called. And they have to learn those meters in order to troubleshoot. And if you can't understand the meter and you don't trust, basically what I tell them, if you don't trust the equipment that you're testing with or you don't understand it, you don't know what, you can't give a good answer on what you're trying to fix. So you have to be proficient in the meter training in order to tell a customer you need a $1,200 component and be able to tell that customer with confidence that's what he needs
mm-hmm.
versus I think you need a $1,200 component, you know, and you buy a $1,200 component and you put it on their boat and it doesn't fix it.
Problem.
Right. Yeah. And, that becomes a problem. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my students, you know, you gotta be honest across the board, right? Whether you, and I'm not saying it happens a lot, but sometimes something can be, not troubleshot correctly, if you will. They order a major part, a location orders a major part, and they put it on a customer's boat, and it didn't fix it. Well, now they're backtracking. They're trying to come up with excuses. Okay, well, that part, yeah, that part was still bad, but we need this part or we need this part. And that throws up red flags for me as a technician or as a customer, right? You go to a dealership or I'm talking about cars, air conditioning, whatever it is, it don't matter, right? And they troubleshoot and they say, there's going to be this expensive part and they put the expensive part on there and that didn't fix it. You know?
Yeah.
That kind of sends up a little red flag, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, I'm not saying that expensive part isn't the only problem, but when you take that situation and you turn it around and you try to make it appear that, you know, that part was bad when it really wasn't, and then you try to cover things up and in order not to, you know, to make money, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And I teach that in my class. I said, you can't do that. You have to be honest with your customer and you have to do the right thing. And that's why, you know, I talk highly of Key Marine, because they're just like that. You know, when they work on something, if they miss troubleshoot something, they're going to say, oh, well, we messed up on that one. And I've done it in the past. You know, I thought, well, okay, you know, I didn't quite get it right. And I've done it on, and it may not have been me. I've had technicians in the field that were working under me not troubleshoot a start system. Let's take that as an example. And it was really just bad cables. And we put a starter on and it didn't fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the starter, it was the cables. So we called a customer and said, hey, guess what? Your bill's, you know, instead of being $750, your bill's $200 and your boat's ready. And they'll go, what do you mean? You told me it was going to be, I said, yeah, well, we misdiagnosed this, you know, when we troubleshot it. We figured out that it wasn't the starter. It was actually just your battery cables. And we replaced those and that fixed your problem. Mm-hmm. And you tell a customer that, you gain loyalty, you gain trust, you know, with them. And not only that customer, but everybody, right, that they talk to. So that's why I try to teach those qualities to my students. You're not to, you know, do wrong, right?
Yeah, you're working with them to build their knowledge base, to build their confidence. So
everything,
like you said, when those customer interactions happen, they're confident about it.
Yeah, and when you understand troubleshooting and you understand the components and what you're working with, you can speak with more confidence to the customer, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm talking to a customer trying to get them to spend, you know, $2,000 or $3,000, or even sometimes that's a lot of money, right? Maybe $500 is a lot of money to a customer, $100, whatever, right? When I'm speaking to a customer or my students are speaking to that customer, I want them to have the confidence. So when they do that the customer has confidence in them to know that when they troubleshoot or, you know, those components are needed, that they feel very confident in that answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to teach over there, you know, and all that. So as we're going through this next few weeks, I'm still learning my students. I'm still learning their personalities. The first few days everybody shows up on time, and then sometimes, you know, they show up right on time. And in my class, if class starts at 2:15 and you show up at 2:15, you're late. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always walking here, you know, a little early because I feel like that's the way you need to do a job or a radio show, whatever you're doing.
We have a term for that in Wisconsin. It's called Lombardi time.
Yeah.
<It's> Lombardi.
Yeah. So, you know, so I try to teach all that stuff, you know, and that's what we're working on and trying to understand the students' personalities and things like that. And I was talking to one of my counselors just yesterday, and we were talking about the same subject. And I said, you know, you got to start learning your students, understanding your students, knowing their personalities. And then what you can do with that is you can work with that to try to correct them. And there's different ways to correct different people, right? Some people can take it, some people can't. And so I have to learn that as well. And sometimes, that was the wrong avenue. That student just balled up, you know, he's done. I got to start over. And then sometimes, and it's just the way you speak to people and the way you try to correct. Some people need that hard correction. Some people need a little bit of a, you know, a little push this way or that way. You know what I mean? And it helps to learn my students. So, yep, we've been in there for 3 weeks. I'm having a great time. I didn't cover everything on my notes, but I just enjoyed talking to y'all today. And you know, it's exciting what we do at Georgetown. We just have a great time over there. All the classes are just wide open, and we're just having a great time. So next week we're going to have the assistant principal, brand new assistant principal, on the show, Mrs. Carroll, and she's going to be on the show, and we're going to talk to her too. So we appreciate you guys listening. Thank you, and we will be back next week. So thanks, Key Marine, and talk to y'all later.